Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are you? Welcome in. It's WEEI Afternoons. A very good afternoon to you. It's Christian Arcand. It's Andy Hart. It's you at 617-779-7937. That was Adam Schefter talking with us over a month ago. I don't know exactly the date on that. Do we know that's this exactly when that was? He was asking when the decision was going to get made on the Hall of Fame, and that decision got made last night, right before Thursday Night Football started.
I think it may have been November 6th. Does that sound
right? Yeah, it was
November
6th. All right, fine. This month.
It was not even a month ago then, so it was more recent than I remember. I remember Schefter never being that passionate about anything until very recently. We learned all about Adam Schefter and his passions, but now I can't imagine he was tossing and turning on that couch last night as Robert Kraft denied entry into the Hall of Fame again, passed over again. Instead, the 9-member committee, which each year advances one name for consideration by all the 50 Hall voters, selected Ralph Hay. Hey, I've never heard of Ralph Hay. Have you ever heard of Ralph Hay before yesterday?
Nope.
Not even on the radar. He is a co-founder of the National Football League, owner of the Canton Bulldogs from 1918 to 1922.
Ooh, good run.
Five sources with, this is ESPN reporting this. It was Don Van Natta who came out with the story last night. You, of course, remember the long-form piece from Van Natta earlier in the year, which is what Schefter was referring to when we asked him about it, where they said that the committee and everybody involved in the voting very turned off by the Robert Kraft offensive. And I don't mean like he offended people, but like went on the offensive to try and get put into the Hall of Fame there, sending books to the same people every year and putting out the documentary, which turned a lot of people off. Stacey James cornering people at banquets and parties and things like that, begging them to vote for Robert Kraft. He's going to have to wait at least one more year. But I got to tell you, Andy, I'm starting to think this is never going to happen for the guy. I'm starting to think that unless there's someone on the committee who's just like over my dead body. So maybe whoever that is going to have to pass on, and then eventually they'll let Kraft in. But it seems to me at this point, with this field, I mean, you saw the field. We looked at the names, right? We looked at the names when this all came out. Modell, Hay, a couple other guys, only a couple names I even recognized. And I'm not Mr. Football historian here or anything, but generally you look at those things and you think, is anybody here going to get this over Robert Kraft? And we both said no. We both thought this was a shoo-in. Kraft's easily going to get in this time around, not only because there's all this attention and heat on it, but because it's a very weak field, right? I mean, that's, you know, it's not, there's not a lot of big names here, not a lot of other people for him to overcome to get in. And they go with Ralph Hay instead, one of the founding fathers, as it were, of the National Football League. Kind of weird that it waited 80 years to put him in.
No, don't exaggerate. The Hall of Fame's only existed since the 60s. So he's had 60 years of chances.
Not 80 years, 60 years.
And he's been dead for a long time.
I think he's been dead for 80 years.
I don't get it. I really don't. Usually these things trend toward recency bias, right?
Right.
Because the voters are more inclined to vote for people they've seen, they have relationships with, whatever. No one has seen Ralph Hay. No one who's voting knows Ralph Hay. I mean, there's old guys on this committee, but no one old enough for that.
Right.
And
Ralph Hay died in 1944. That's what I was referring to. He died 80 years ago.
He died in World War II.
Yeah.
Like, that's how aged a figure. Like, you know how you think of those things as, like, the history books?
Yes.
They're not real.
Yes.
They, like, happened in my history books. This guy existed in the history books. Mm-hmm. He didn't exist in the real world.
This guy was born in 1891.
Wow.
Now, by the way, if you Google Ralph Hay, there's a great picture of him. It's like an old-timey picture of him chomping on a cigar.
Yeah.
And he looks cool as hell. Like, he's a cool, you know.
I bet he was mean as hell.
I bet he was.
Guys in that era that started businesses and controlled things and smoked cigars were mean cusses.
You kidding me? By the way, he didn't want football players to get paid. That's the main thing. The anonymous quotes about that.
That not accepted either.
I would imagine that's probably the case. Anyway, Ralph Hay. Ralph Edward Hay. Owner of the Canton Bulldogs, mostly recognized as organizing the first meeting of teams that would later form the American Professional Football Association, later called the National Football League, in Robert Kraft still on the outside looking in. Do you think he's ever going to get in?
Yes, he has to.
Does he?
I mean, he has.
He can't beat Ralph Hay. I mean, someone else is going to come along who's more qualified than Ralph Hay.
He can't beat Jerry Jones.
Or DeBartolo, guys that have been kicked out of the league are getting in before him.
Exactly.
But his credentials are, like, beyond most.
They certainly are.
I mean, whether you prioritize on-field success, okay, nailed the hell out of it. Whether you prioritize growing the league and being active in sort of the business of the league as it explodes globally and financially, he has been massive in the National Football League. So even if it's personal, I'd say the worst case scenario he has is he needs some of these guys to start dying off and being replaced by different voters.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I'm
That's
not even
what
being
I said.
Dramatic.
There's someone on that committee who says, over my dead body, Robert Kraft's getting in. And you got to wait until he's a dead body, basically.
Correct. Yeah. And so the thing is, a lot of these voters are tied into their teams.
Yep.
They cover teams. So there's a voter from Denver who was tight with the Bolin family, mm-hmm. or a voter from Houston that's tight with the McNair family. And that leads me to believe there could be some of that, that they are being pressured by his fellow co-owners to not get in, right? Like, they're pressuring the voters. And it could also just be simple. There's a lot of potential pockmarks on Robert's resume, right? As much as it's a great resume, if you just look at it and say, well, those scandals, we got screwed as other owners, or we got screwed as football writers. They didn't take the sanctity of football, the shield, proper, whatever. Or
is this going to happen with Bill Belichick then, too?
I doubt it.
Well, probably not. So then why is it happening with Robert Kraft?
Well, because owners are weird. Like, I hear Jones and Keefe talk about it recently. They don't even think owners should be in the Hall of Fame. And I can kind of go along with that. It is a weird existence. You know, you're rich. And you got lucky and drafted somebody.
Sure.
Whatever. I mean,
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but they do let owners in.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And they have a contributor way that they split it up so they don't have to compete with the players anymore, and he still can't get in. Like, that's
they
pretty
hate
wild.
Him for some reason.
Oh, they hate him.
They, and who, I don't know who they is, if it's just enough voters to sway it, if it's everybody, if they're trying to prove a lesson. Can I give you a spin zone on this, a quick Andy Hart spin zone?
Sure.
Is there any chance that the Hall and the voters are working together to create the greatest Hall of Fame class in history, and they're going to try to make it so Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady go in at the same time?
I would say, based on everything you just said a minute ago, no. Okay. Like, probably not.
I was trying.
Wouldn't
that be cool?
It's not the crazy. It would make more sense than just keeping him out because of an age-old grudge or whatever is going on here.
Wouldn't that get the most eyeballs on Canton? You'd get Patriots fans paying through the nose to get there and take
Patriots fans, sure, but there's 31 other teams in the league. You know,
there's a lot of Patriots fans, though.
I suppose.
And what other team had a dynasty like the Patriots? None.
No, that's true.
So to continue to feed off of that as the NFL and as the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I'm just saying there's been other marketing campaigns or whatever, ruses pulled on people behind the scenes, business. Is it impossible that they could have colluded the Hall and the voters and said, you know, if we bring Belichick, Brady, and Kraft here in the same year, it'll be the most watched, most viewed, most talked about Hall of Fame class maybe in history, right?
Yeah.
So
could be.
I don't really buy my own crap. I'm just telling you that I threw that out there as a possibility.
That would be the same, though, if it was Bill and Brady at the same time. Kraft wouldn't even have to be a part of it.
Yeah, right? But he can foot the bill for the big party they throw. Remember when Jerry Jones had like Justin Timberlake at his party and it was like $1 million bash or something?
I don't remember that, but yeah, I'll take
he had like a huge tent or something. Because they do that too. There's a little bit of a, you know how they say yachts are the modern measuring contest? Well, when you go in the Hall of Fame as an owner, I think there's a bit of a measuring contest in terms of the size of the party.
I'd imagine there probably is. I don't know that that matters to the NFL or the Hall of Fame voters or anything like that.
Cha-ching.
But here we go. Ralph Hay is in. Robert Kraft is not. It seems to me also that this was leaked in a way to make it right. Like, I mean, this the actual vote isn't for a while. So they're putting it out there right now. Hey, by the way, and it's not Ralph Hayes going in. It's Robert Kraft is not going in. There's a grudge here. There's bad feelings here still. There's definitely, I would say, a holdover from something. And I thought that big article earlier in the year was going to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Be the end of it. You know, like I thought that was going to be all right. Well, now the spotlight's on it. Now, if you keep them out, it's going to look really bad. Everyone's going to acknowledge, okay, this isn't really fair anymore. Even if you don't like the Patriots and even if you don't like Robert Kraft, after reading all that and seeing how like pathetic that whole thing kind of was, like at this point, it's like, okay, well, fine. You slapped the guy around for 13 years and wouldn't let him in or whatever it is. And now that we've shown all this and kind of embarrassed him and shown everybody how he's begging and how thirsty he is to get in, now you can finally let him in after that. Now that he's been humble a little bit. Nope. They're still holding on to that grudge. That's crazy to me. That's honestly crazy to me. And I don't even really care if Robert Kraft gets in the Hall of Fame or not. Like, that has no personal stake. I have no stake in it. You have no stake in it.
Nope.
It doesn't matter to us or any Patriot fan, really. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything. All our lives are not going to change at all, whether or not Robert Kraft gets into the Hall of Fame. But he deserves to be there. I mean, he 150% deserves to be there. And everybody at this point knows it. You're keeping him out because you want to, not because you think it's the right thing to do. You're keeping him out because you want to keep him out, because you want to embarrass him still, or why? I'm not exactly sure, but there's no logical reason that this should still be going on. Pat Bowlen oversaw some scandals with the Broncos and circumventing the salary cap to win those Super Bowls, and I didn't see anybody saying, well, he can't be in. Jerry Jones, how many scandals has he had? Like, if it's the scandal.
DeBartolo lost the team.
DeBartolo was in, like, some money laundering scheme or something, like some fraud scheme. Yeah, he was in much worse than Robert Kraft. And listen, Robert Kraft's thing wasn't great, obviously, but it wasn't the crime of the century, to be sure, despite what the cops down there said initially. You remember at first they were talking about human trafficking and all that, and that ended up all being bullcrap. And so it's like, okay, well, that was a while ago now. You don't want that to be something that happens right. You don't get voted in right after that, I guess. But when was this? 2018? That was 6 years ago. Like, what are we doing here? I on some level, I don't know. I've been known to hold a grudge. But even I would be, at this point, okay, you know, enough. Like, we gotta do the right thing here. Yeah.
What could Robert have done to these people? And that's why I think by extension, the owners that they're tied to, the owners
who
that
are pressuring
covered.
These voters. Yeah,
because I find it hard to believe these nine guys, I think it's a nine-member committee. That's members of that committee hate him so much. He did something so personal and specific that they're holding this grudge for so long. I mean, I guess you could just say he could be paying for the sins of the Patriots in general. And I'm not just talking about the scandals.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots dynasty played out with a lot of arrogance. They rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And I'm not just talking about their winning. I'm talking about people in hotels that didn't think the Patriots, you know, were easy to work with. Like these, like, you know, wide net.
Mm-hmm.
of things that they did, and are they just holding him responsible? I can't even envision that, honestly. But I will tell you this, the flip side of it is, you know, this is killing him. Killing him.
Yeah.
Because there's no one that cares more about what people think about him than Robert Kraft.
It's true.
And to know that either a group of people really dislike him for some reason, or someone powerful flat out hates him for some reason, this has to be eating at him. And it's even worse that, okay, it's one thing to know a person hates me, but for the whole world to know, this is playing out on ESPN. You get freaking Don Van Nottem writing multiple stories about this guy. Writes big deal stories, right? Yeah. This is not like some copy editor, wire writer guy on their website. Like, these are big stories that are coming out. The whole world knows Robert Kraft is not liked by somebody, is not respected by somebody. And that's a blow to your ego. Whether you really care or not, he really cares. But even if you're one of those people that pretends to not care, that's a blow to your ego.
Yeah, 100%. And it also just goes to show that no matter how like rich and powerful you are, you can still be on the outside looking in and stuff. You know, it's really like you think about Robert Kraft and you just think about all the money he has and all the suits and, you know, just the big office up there and owning the team and all these other business interests that he has and like all the success that he's had over the course of his life. And you just think, wow, like this guy has everything. No,
not everything.
One thing.
Not a bust.
Nope. Can't get in this Hall of Fame. Sorry, Robert. This is an exclusive club, and we're not going
to
let you in.
He can go to Florida, Mar-a-Lago, parties with whoever, wherever. But in Canton, Ohio, there's a building that won't let him in their little club.
Nope. It's really quite remarkable, I would say. We'll do more on this a little bit later on in the
show.
Do
people care?
A lot to get to. I think Patriots fans care.
Do they?
I think Patriots fans definitely care, yes.
This should rub people the wrong way. I'm sorry.
But wait a minute.
You're a Patriots fan. This guy has brought us a lot of happiness, has done a lot of stuff for the community, and they're putting Jerry Jones over in there, and you're passing over Robert Kraft? Yeah, this grinds my gears, for sure.
I like grinds his gears in there. And that's a Belichick guy.
That's true.
I wasn't sure how Stiz would be on this issue because this guy, Kraft, fired your guy and told him to get out.
Yeah, I don't care. In totality, Robert Kraft has done a lot for this region, and every New England Patriots fan should be pissed.
You know why they will be? Is because it's been a while since you'd be able to say they hate us because they ain't us. You know, you remember that? That
us was against the world.
Rallying cry for 20 years around here. And now those people have a little bit to work with. You know, like this absolutely gives some credence to all of that. They really did hate you all those years.
Yeah.
They really did. I don't know if that's why they went the extra mile on Spygate or Deflategate or any of that stuff. I think some of it had to do with just the fact that they were winning and not necessarily who the owner was or how he treated people or any of that other stuff. And by all accounts, I've heard that Robert Kraft treats people very well. I mean, I've never heard a bad thing about him or the way that he treats his employees or anything like that. But that notwithstanding, Bill Belichick not included,
it was an amicable parting of ways.
Yeah, it sure was. I would say that this goes to show that all those people complaining that, you know, the NFL has it out for the Patriots, they have it out for Bill and Brady, the suspension, they're just doing that because they don't like New England. Those people can walk around with their chest out right now because it looks like they're right. I mean, this looks like the work of people who aren't judging this based on the facts or the merits, but just, I don't like Robert Kraft and I'm not letting them in, and that's that.
But I don't see a lot of chest out defending him right now. And my question is, is it because they kind of are down on him right now? They kind of hate him? You ran Tom out of town. You ran Bill out of town. Then you had to stomp on Bill's grave after you ran him out of town. Oh, by the way, the coach you picked 5 years ago, sneaky stinks a little bit right now. Your football team isn't winning anymore. I think there are a lot of Patriot Nation fans that are kind of questioning their owner right now. And I think that's why you're seeing a lack of passion in defending him.
That may be. You're right about
that. I don't think they all love him like they once did right now.
What's Jerry Thornton writing over on Barstool? He's probably got a big defense of him up there, I would say.
He should, but
Pete Meat Shepherd down in Florida somewhere. I know he's got all the wall defenders. Like, this is, they all just put their armor back on and got up on the wall, and they're like,
they?
We haven't been up there in 5 years. I would think. Guys like that, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Not
maybe,
so sure.
Maybe not your average Joe fan. You might be right about that. But I do think there's still a lot of people living in the past, you know, living in the past, thinking that Bill should still be here and sort of going over the glory days and all that other stuff and thinking, you know, this is bullcrap. They're treating us bad. They hate the Patriots. They hate me. I'm going to go out there and make a big deal about this. I haven't seen a ton of it. Most of the response I've seen is, this is wrong. This shouldn't be happening. You're right. It's not super impassioned.
And a lot of it's media driven.
I'd say
I don't know a lot
board,
of fans
though,
that are just like, because you see social media, I don't see the passion. There's certainly no passion like when Brady was in the crosshairs, right? There's none of that.
Definitely
passion.
Not like that, yeah.
And
or even when Belichick was.
I would argue there was more passion defending Bill post-Dynasty documentary than there is passion among the fan base defending Robert post Hall of Fame announcement yesterday.
Yeah, you might be right about that. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Do you care that Robert Kraft's not in the Hall of Fame? Does that bother you at all? Does it seem like this grudge against the Patriots that went on for 20 years now has some legitimacy to it, if that's something you believed? And do you think that he'll ever get in? Those are the questions we're asking here right now. It's WEEI Afternoons. Mike Giardi is going to join the show at 3:30. We'll ask him about this. Some big doings in the NFL today as Danny Dimes cut from the Giants, which I'm shocked by. I knew that they had him playing safety on the practice squad or something, or on the scout team. So you knew that things weren't going great there. To have him just get cut like that, interesting stuff. We'll get into all of that. A pretty exciting Thursday night football game in the snow last night, which we'll get to. The Boston Bruins bouncing back against Utah in a 1-0 squeaker that saw Jonas Corposalo, I think, take over the net. So we'll get to all of that. The Celtics visit to D.C. We have our picks coming up later in the show. We got Behind the Glass. We got all sorts of stuff for you here today. And your calls at 617-779-7937. Speaking of Stiz, here he is with what's trending.